Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Every Tool's a Hammer, Life is What You Make It by Adam Savage is a hybrid of memoir, craft manual, and creative philosophy. Best known as a co-host of Mythbusters and as a special effects maker, Savage uses the book to explain how making works in practice and why it matters as a human activity. Rather than offering a conventional autobiography, he organizes the book around lessons drawn from decades of building, problem solving, and collaborating in workshop and production environments. The central idea is that making is not limited to professionals or artists. It is a broad activity that includes anyone who turns an idea into something tangible. Through anecdotes, sketches, and practical observations, Savage presents creativity as iterative, messy, and learnable. The book is aimed at readers who want both inspiration and usable methods, especially those interested in tools, fabrication, design, and the habits that support consistent creative work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, making is a universal activity, not a specialized identity. One of the book's most important claims is that making should be understood broadly, not as a niche label reserved for trained artisans or technical experts. Savage presents making as any act of bringing something into the world that did not exist before, whether the result is physical, visual, or conceptual. This framing matters because it removes the gatekeeping that often surrounds creative work. Instead of asking who is qualified to be a maker, the book asks what kinds of attention, curiosity, and persistence allow people to create. That shift gives the book its inclusive tone and its philosophical core. It also helps explain why Savage moves easily between woodworking, special effects, shop habits, and creative thinking. The process matters more than the medium. By treating making as a universal capability, he encourages readers to value their own experiments, even when they are unfinished, imperfect, or outside of formal discipline. The result is a book that argues for creative legitimacy through participation rather than credentials. Secondly, permission, curiosity, and obsession as engines of creative work. Savage repeatedly returns to the idea that people often need permission to pursue what genuinely interests them. In the book, that permission is not presented as external approval from institutions or experts, but as an internal commitment to follow curiosity deeply enough to uncover useful ideas. He treats fascination and obsession as productive forces because they keep the maker engaged long enough to learn the details that matter. This is a practical framework, not just an inspirational one. Sustained interest helps generate clearer decisions, better judgment, and stronger results. The book suggests that vague ambition is less useful than specific curiosity because specific curiosity gives direction to research, sketching, testing, and revision. Savage's method is to notice what repeatedly pulls his attention and then pursue it until the subject becomes workable. This explains why the book often moves from broad encouragement into concrete examples from his own projects. The underlying lesson is that creative output is usually the result of disciplined attention to something personally compelling, not random bursts of inspiration. Thirdly, iteration, failure, and loose tolerance as normal parts of building. A major practical theme in the book is that failure is not an exception to making, but an ordinary phase of it. Savage describes making as messy, iterative, and full of adjustments, which means that mistakes should be expected and studied rather than treated as proof of inability. This is where the idea of loose tolerance becomes important. Good makers understand that plans, materials, and outcomes rarely match perfectly on the first attempt. The value of this idea is that it changes the emotional meaning of error. Instead of seeing a mistake as a dead end, the maker treats it as information about fit, process, or design. That perspective makes the book especially useful for readers who are blocked by perfectionism. Savage does not deny frustration, but he does argue that progress depends on continuing after the first imperfect result. The book's examples repeatedly show that refinement comes through repeated trials, not through abstract planning alone. In that sense, the book is less about avoiding failure than about building a working relationship with it. Fourthly, workshop discipline, lists, and information architecture as creative tools. Although the book is full of enthusiasm for building, it is equally interested in organization. Savage argues that creativity depends on systems that reduce friction, preserve momentum, and make work easier to resume after interruptions. This includes how a workspace is arranged, how tools are stored, and how tasks are tracked. His attention to checklists, labels, and visible progress may seem mundane, but the book treats these habits as central to creative effectiveness. The reasoning is straightforward. If a maker can quickly understand where things are, what remains to be done, and what stage a project has reached, then more mental energy stays available for actual problem solving. This is why the book's discussion of information architecture is so distinctive. It applies a design mindset to the maker's own environment, showing that order is not the opposite of creativity, but one of its supports. Savage also emphasizes that organization should reflect how a person actually works, not an idealized version of how a workshop should look. That makes the advice pragmatic rather than rigid. Lastly, collaboration, shared expertise, and learning from other makers. The book does not treat making as a solitary genius activity. Savage repeatedly shows how collaboration, mentorship, and shared knowledge strengthen both projects and people. He draws on examples from film production, special effects, and the broader maker community to demonstrate that creative work improves when expertise moves across people and disciplines. This is important because it challenges the myth that the best making happens in isolation. Instead, the book presents workshops, studios, and production sets as environments where ideas are tested through conversation, criticism, and exchange. Savage also highlights the practical value of learning from others. Different makers bring different tools, methods, and ways of seeing problems. That makes the book generous in scope, because it includes voices and lessons beyond the author's own. At the same time, it remains grounded in utility. Collaboration matters not just because it is socially valuable, but because it expands what a maker can solve, refine, and complete. The book, therefore, treats knowledge as cumulative and shared, not private property. In conclusion, Every Tool's a Hammer is best suited for readers who want a book about creativity that is grounded in actual practice rather than abstract encouragement. Makers, designers, engineers, hobbyists, students, and fans of Adam Savage's work will find it especially relevant, but its reach is broader than the workshop audience. The book offers practical benefits in the form of process habits, organizational strategies, and a realistic approach to experimentation. It also offers intellectual value by redefining making as a broad human activity and by showing how curiosity, iteration, and collaboration shape meaningful work. What makes it stand out among books in the creativity genre is its combination of firsthand technical experience and clear philosophical intent. Savage does not write as a theorist observing makers from a distance. He writes as someone who has spent decades building, testing, revising, and learning in public. That gives the book a concrete, credible voice. Compared with more general self-help books, it is more specific and materially grounded. Compared with memoir, it is more instructive. The result is a rare hybrid that can inform how readers think, organize, and actually make things. If you would like to support Adam Savage, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.